June is Gay Pride Month. There will be celebrations around the country, and in New York, that will include Daisylicious. It's a raucous dance party that was started by LGBT South Asians. The name's a play on words. Many people of South Asian descent refer to themselves as Daisy. Alexander Starr of NPR's Code Switch team reports on how Daisylicious has become a touchstone for the gay Daisy community.
Oh my God!
It's 12:30 a.m. on a Saturday night in a New York City dance club. Cesar Reza, a longtime Daisylicious partygoer, is congratulating the founders.
Happy birthday! Oh, thank you. We're 14. Can you believe it?
Happy 14.
We're teenagers.
The happy birthday wishes are for the Daisylicious anniversary. They've been throwing these events every month or two since 2002. Reza is always in attendance.
It is for us, every month is a Christmas. As soon as you walk in, you feel like who you are.
That feeling of self-acceptance was elusive for Reza in his native Bangladesh, where being gay can result in a jail sentence. Dennis Shaw came here years before Reza. A native of India who has lived in the U.S. for more than three decades, Shaw remembers that when Daisylicious first launched, he didn't think it would attract a crowd.
I really was wondering if they'd be able to make a go of this and how often they'd be able to have this party.
Then he surveys the dance floor, which by 1:30 a.m. is packed. Some wear party hats. One man dangles from a beam suspended from the ceiling. Televisions mounted on the walls broadcast scenes from iconic Bollywood films. Shaw thinks the party attracts a devoted following because Daisylicious occupies a unique space. It's a gay venue steeped in South Asian culture.
So this is the place where they can be both parts of who they are.
The vast majority of the Daisylicious partygoers are men, but Genevieve Pakrashi feels welcome here. She remembers the elation she felt when she attended the inaugural Daisylicious party.
I can't believe there's so many South Asian queers around me right now. I'd never seen that before.
That sense of joy makes sense to Riddhi Sandal. She's on the staff of Columbia University's Teachers College, where she specializes in mental health issues in ethnic minority and LGBT communities.
It's more than just a night out.
Sandal says being gay can be particularly fraught in places like India and Pakistan, where gay sex is officially outlawed. But she also points out that gay Daisies can have a hard time here, too. As a minority within a minority, they can encounter a double whammy of prejudice.
If you sort of think about someone who's been marginalized all their life and now they go to an event where it's like, oh, we want you here because you're gay. It is such a healing experience.
Atif Tour, one of the co-founders of Daisylicious, says the party was created after 9/11 as a place to come together and heal. While all New Yorkers were shaken by the attacks, it was a particularly hard time for the South Asian community.
Folks were feeling really marginalized and not even necessarily safe.
The tensions have dissipated since then. Tour has seen other changes in the Daisylicious crowd over the past 14 years. When they first launched, a lot of people were living what he calls a bifurcated life.
Where they're out in certain gay circles, but then their Indian and Pakistani friends and family, they weren't necessarily out to them.
That's changed. More people are out across the board. Back at the party, you can see that Daisylicious attracts a broadly diverse crowd. Recently arrived Trinidadian immigrants party with native New Yorkers of Indian descent, but almost all of them grew up watching Bollywood films. At 3 a.m., a group of men cut a swath on the dance floor. One wears a bejeweled Indian kurta, a long-sleeved shirt that descends to his shins. He and his fellow partygoers mimic choreography from an iconic Bollywood film. Dennis Shaw believes Daisylicious is more than music and fun.
This is like coming to a relative's wedding for us, where we'll see old friends and catch up and have a good time.
Next month, Daisylicious coincides with Gay Pride. The organizers say it will be their blowout event of the year. Alexandra Starr, NPR News, New York.